This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I rejoice today. I thank you for all of these listeners, everyone who's tuned in today because they're hungry to hear a word from you. Lord, I know that you won't disappoint because I know where you speak, and that is through your word. Speak to us today now through your word. Lord, I pray for 100 different words to 100 different people today, Lord. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. We listen for your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are tuned into WGOD Radio, where we are going through right now the book of Revelation, verse by verse. Hope you've been enjoying our look here in chapter 14. We've been looking at the dreadful consequences for taking the mark of the beast and the warning, as the angel says with a loud voice. Revelation 14:9, the third angel said with a loud voice. Think about that for a minute. The third angel said, we've had seen three angels here. One comes with the everlasting gospel, saying, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water. In other words, worship the creator, not the creation, or anybody else for that matter. Worship the one true God who made all these things. Don't worship the tree. Worship the God who made the tree. Don't worship the owl. Worship the one who made the owl. Don't worship the things in the sea. Worship the one who created the sea, and his name is Almighty God. Pantocrator, most powerful, most high, Almighty God. Worship him. The second angel flew and said, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The third angel, verse 9, says with a loud voice, certainly everyone's going to hear him. This is a warning. Everyone's going to hear this. In other words, no one can stand on judgment day and point a bony old finger at God and say, you were not fair to me. Or say, I had my headphones on. I didn't hear you. Everyone's going to hear this. Everyone's going to hear this warning. Another angel said with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength. My translation says, undiluted, into the cup of his indignation, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Warning, don't do this. Don't take this mark. This is where we left off in the last program. Heaven forbid, I'm going to repeat it again to you so you hear it again. There's no repentance from this. You can't take this mark and then say to God later, sorry. or I repent, and say, well, I've always repented of my sins. What makes this different than repenting for the sins I committed 5 minutes ago, or an hour ago, or yesterday, or last week, or last year? I'll tell you, at the end of the age, the rules change. When this Antichrist is down here on the earth, forcing people to take this mark of the beast, if you take this mark, there's no repentance from this. The day of grace will be over once this happens. You can't take this mark. The offer of salvation we see is still available as we see the everlasting gospel being preached here in Revelation chapter 14. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, here again, now chapter 14, verse 12, it says this. After we see the smoke of the torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Whoever worships the beast and his image. Now remember what Jesus said about that. Therefore, when you see this image, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let not him who was on the housetop not go down to get his clothes. Woe to those who were pregnant in those days, nursing babies. Woe to you. Pray your flight won't be in winter or on the Sabbath day. Now, chapter 14, verse 12, it says this. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. This word patience. Some translations have the word endurance. The Greek word is hupomone. There's a lot of study on this word. I've done a lot of looking into this word. This word, patience. The Greek word hupomone means to abide under. Like when James says, count it all joy when you fall into or encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops, NIV has the word develops, endurance, perseverance, patience, as the King James has. And Romans chapter 5, verse 2, it says, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces, here's the word, perseverance, hupomone, endurance, patience. You see, something happens to the child of God when they endure under trial. This is why James says, count it all joy when it happens to you. I love that the NIV has the word develops. It's kind of like being in God's dark room. You know what happens in the dark room if you turn the light on something? In the dark room, if you're developing pictures and if you turn the light on, or if someone else came in, a friend or someone who loved you or cared about you came in and turned the light on thinking they were doing you some kind of service, what would happen to what you were working on? What would happen to what God was working on? It would be marred. It would be ruined, like the vessel in the potter's hand. You see, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Something happens to you when you let God deliver you in a trial that you're going through. Let me ask the question, are you going through any trials right now? Are you facing some great trial or personal tribulation in your life? Let me encourage you, abide under the hand of God. Let him see you through. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:8, humble yourself under the hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. If you are undergoing a trial right now, stay where you are. Remain under the hand of God. Let him deliver you through whatever trial that you're going through. Because God will come through for you in your life if you trust in him and let him do what only he can do for you. So continue to pray. Whatever it is you're going through, pray. Wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord, the Bible says, will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27 says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Again, Revelation 14, 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. In other words, hang in there. Wait on the Lord. This is where your hupomone is going to be tested, is here in this face of affliction. The same as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can read back in, I think it's Daniel chapter 3. You can read about the three Hebrews that were thrown into the burning fiery furnace because they refused to bow the knee and worship Nebuchadnezzar's image. Likewise, there's going to be another image coming up probably in your lifetime. And people here are going to be forced to bow down and worship this image. You see, history's going to repeat itself once again, just like it was in Daniel's time. It's going to happen again. And the Holy Spirit is saying here, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then he says, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Now, if you notice there, quotation marks around the Holy Spirit speaking. See, the Holy Spirit's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. He is a person. You can grieve him. He's not an impersonal force. The Holy Spirit is a person. And the Holy Spirit is God as well. He is the third person of the Trinity. He is as much God as the Father or the Son is the Holy Spirit. As Jesus said, baptize new disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is as much God. And you see here, quotation marks around the Holy Spirit. He is a distinct person, and yet he's God. My message to you here today is, friend, are you undergoing a trial right now or some kind of serious trouble or testing of your faith? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will exalt you in due time. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again soon here with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
This place is trying to break my belief, but my faith is bigger than all I can see, and what I need is redemption, and what I need is for you to put me back on my feet. Whoa, oh, oh. What?